Support for this public radio podcast comes from Progressive, serving customers since 1937. Service and rate information available at progressive.com or from local independent agents.
You're like a man possessed when you're singing. Something takes over, right?
In his tune Wild Angels, Martin Sexton says, "I sing because I must." And after a lifetime of making music, he's clearly learned a few other vocal tricks of the trade to keep fans mesmerized and entertained. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Hopefully the Martin Sexton faithful don't hold their breath between records, because it took 7 years for his latest album, Seeds, to take root and finally emerge. He didn't take much of a break during that time, though, logging some serious miles on the road and releasing both a holiday album and a live record in between. But the music, the people, and marriage keep him pretty inspired wherever he is. And between gospel, blues, and jazz-flavored tunes, Martin talked with our Dennis Elsis about his touring life and how FUV actually played a part in some happiness at home.
So Syracuse is where you grew up originally, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then made your mark, shall we say, in Boston.
Yes.
And home these days?
Out in Western Mass, out in Northampton. Beautiful uh-huh. place to live and have kids and write and easy to get out of, too. Easy to fly, easy to hop on the bus and get to the next gig.
How far from the Northeast have you been this year? How far away have you been traveling?
All the UK, all of Canada, from Toronto to Vancouver and from New York to San Francisco, all around, twice, actually.
Does it ever get tired?
No. I sing for free, actually. I get paid to travel.
Julie got what soul, remember, set the stage that September. Lovely was your dress and face. Ooh, reminds me of the special place that I would go to take my chances on you. Now I wanna go someplace I ought to go. I wanna know just how far I've come. Just the far I've come. We've not gotten to where we're going, but what comfort we take in knowing we're not where we used to be, dear, in a closet neath the moldy rain gear. If we give a little back to the earth each day of the year, find a little hope, take it where we want to go. I want to know just how far I've come. Yes, I do.
Is it a true story that you met your wife because of WFUV?
Yes, it is. In fact, I was on this very station many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was promoting my record Black Sheep.
Right.
And I was doing a multi-bill down at the Bottom Line.
Sure.
Called Required Listening,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Absolutely.
I remember I flew in from Nashville and I barely made the radio show and the sound check. I missed, actually. But I played a couple tunes and she heard that broadcast, and she went out and bought my record,
mm-hmm.
and I think she even went to the show, and then years later I met her, and she told me that story. So thank you, WFUV, checks in the mail.
You and I all alone, Sunday morning here at home. The sky is blue and my coffee's strong. It's true. But then I opened my eyes to this dream realized in front of me. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I haven't got a clue what in the world is happening to me. I think I'm happy, like that first day summer vacation. I'm happy when I get a little rest and relaxation. Oh, like the choir on Sunday morning singing true.
Martin Sexton and a live solo performance of Happy. Check out the complete interview and more in the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.